This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. U.S. Senate rejection of Planned Parenthood funding twice in one day is sending ripples through Capitol Hill and among those interested in the abortion debate. First, $1 billion funding of Planned Parenthood was floated by Senators Patty Murray and Ron Wyden if they were hoping that Colorado shootings had removed the memory of investigative videos and the marketing of abortion specimens. They were wrong. Then the Senate voted 52-47 for the reconciliation bill that leaves out 89% of Planned Parenthood federal funding. Facing an imminent veto, the bill is seen as a means to raise the issue in next November's elections. China's one-child policy is becoming a two-child policy, but presidential candidate Senator Marco Rubio says it might better be called a forced abortion of child number three policy. Representative Chris Smith says the brutal population control policies should be stopped. Smith called on the Obama White House to use existing U.S. law to pressure China to make substantive change. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. A Chinese firm that already says it clones animals is saying they want to clone humans. Attorney and ethicist Wesley Smith says that now is the time to redirect cloning research to more ethical pursuits. This has been Life News Radio.